Good morning, I greet you all in the precious name of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ.
Siyabonga kakhulu ngiyanibingelela ngegama eliyisimanga lomfelo wethu inkosi uJesu Kristu.
Last week this time I was on intensive care unit in hospital in Cape Town.
Ngesonto elidlule ngalesi sikhathi ngangikade ngisegumbini labagula kakhulu esibhedlela le eKapa.
Tuesday morning last week I had a stroke.
Lwesibili lwangesonto elidlule ngashaywa istroke.
I was lying on the floor.
Ngangilele phansi.
With a strong conviction that I was dying.
Ngilele phansi kube ngazuthi ngiyawushiya lomhlaba.
I'm only here today because of God's gracious answers to your many prayers.
Ngilana namhlanje kuphela nje ngenxa yemkhuleko yenu uNkulunkulu ayiphendulile.
In the army, obstacle courses are a very important part of the training.
Uma ngabe uqeqeshela ukuba yisosha, ngenye enkulu ofundiswa yona futhi ebalikelile ukwazi ukubhekana nezimo ezinzima.
High walls, big ditches filled with mud and barbed wire.
Ufike endaweni la kuneyindonga khona ezinkulu, ungena phansi kwemhosha, indawo nje ezilikhulu ofundiswa ukuhamba kuzona.
But the obstacle course is not there to stop you.
Kodwa ke lesi sifundiso sokuqeqeshwa awuqeqeshelwe ukuba ungazenzi lezi zinto.
It's to train you to realize every obstacle is there only to be overcome.
Kodwa abaqeqeshelwe ukuthi wazi ukuthi nanoma yiphi ingqinamba ekhona, ikhonele kupheni wena ukwazi ukuyinqoba.
So many of the places where God has led me to minister in the last 40 years.
Ningi indawo engikwazile ukuhamba ngishumayele kuzona kule minyaka engamashumi amane.
We're called closed countries.
Ngihamba emazweni amaningi bezwa ukuthi indawo la kungeke kungenwe khona.
Or restricted access areas.
Noma ungena kwakhona bekungena abantu abathize kuphela.
So often people say that's impossible.
Kaningi abantu bebeshe kimi bathi hawu awunamngena lapho.
That river is uncrossable.
Bethi lo mfula lo ngeke uzuwele.
It can't be done.
Bathi ngeke kwenzeke.
This isn't the right time.
Bathi futhi akusona isikhathi sokwenza.
You're not the right person.
Futhi awuyena umuntu ofanele ukukwenza.
This isn't the right way.
Akuyona futhi nendlela kuyiyona yokwenza.
Give up and go back.
Bathi siya phansi phindele emuva.
But obstacles are only there to be overcome.
Kodwa ke inqinamba zikhonela ukuba sikwazi ukuyinqoba.
The theme of this conference is, as the Father has sent me, so send I you.
Sokusale zinkonzo sithi njengoba ubaba engithumile mina ngithuma nina.
What are we being sent to do?
Sithunyelwe ukuba senzeni na?
We are being sent to preach the gospel of repentance and forgiveness of sins.
Sithunyelwe ukuba sishumayele ivangeli lokuphenduka nolokuthethelelwa ezonweni.
And as Professor Martin Luther pointed out in the first of the 95 theses.
Njengoba uProfessor Martin Luther washo kulawo mathesis awu 95 awabhala.
Our first priority is repentance.
Okokuqala esibhekene nakho kumele uba sikwenze ukuphenduka.
The whole life of a believer must be a life of repentance.
Impilo yonke yekholwa kumele kube impilo yokuphenduka.
Repentance is not just something we do before we become a Christian.
Ukuphenduka kuyona into esiyenza ngesikhathi siqala ukukholwa bese kugcina lapho.
The whole life of a believer needs to be a life of repentance.
Kodwa impilo yonkana yekholwa imele ukuba ibe impilo yokuphenduka.
Recognizing that God is a holy God.
Siqonde ukuba uNkulunkulu unguNkulunkulu ongcwele.
And we are sinful people.
Thina singabantu abayizoni.
And at the end, ministers and missionaries can only say, Lord, we are but unprofitable servants.
Ukuze kugcineni ingcezu zenkosi zikhipha amazwi athi inkosi siyingceku ezingafanele ukwenza esikwenzayo.
The Lord laid on my heart back when I first heard about the conference and the theme, this message, this title.
UNkulunkulu wakubeka enhlizweni yami lokhu ngesikhathi ngiqala ukuzwa ngale ngqungquthela nangesihloko sayo.
The worship of true repentance.
Wabeka kimi lesi sihloko noma lamazwi athi ukumkhonza umuntu ephendukile ngeqiniso.
And there's one man in the Bible who epitomizes this probably the most effectively.
Abantu yedwa umuntu eBhayibhelini indoda esingathi impilo yayo yayihlanganisa igoqe lendaba lesihloko.
King David.
Inkosi uDavid.
David's name is mentioned more than 1,000 times in the Bible.
Igama lika David siyalithola libalulwa izikhathi ezingaphezulu kwenkulungwane eBhayibhelini.
More often than Moses.
David ubalwa kaningi ukudlula uMose.
3 times more often than Abraham.
Abalwa ngokuphindwe kathathu ukudlula uAbraham.
In the Gospels, our Lord Jesus is referred to as the Son of David 12 times.
Kumavangeli, uJesu ubizwa ngendodana kaDavide isikhathi esishumi nambili.
If you ask the average churchgoer what he remembers about David,
uma ubuza umuntu ojwayele ukuya enkonzweni ukuthi ikuphi akukhumbulayo ngoDavide,
most will remember his greatest achievements.
Abaningi bawukhumbula imisebenzi yakhe emihle nokuphumelela kwakhe abhekana nakho.
When as a young shepherd boy,
ngaleso sikhathi ese umfana omncane ongumelusi,
he defeated the Philistine giant Goliath.
Wanqoba lelo qhawe lamaFilisti uGoliath.
With his sling and a simple smooth stone.
Emnqoba ngesilingi nangamatshe njalula.
Perhaps many will also remember his greatest failure.
Mhlawumbe abanye bawukhumbula futhi nokuhluleka kwakhe uDavid.
The adulterous affair with Bathsheba and the murder of her husband Uriah the Hittite.
Ungena kwakhe esonweni sokuphinga noBathsheba nokubulala futhi uRiya umyeni kaBathsheba.
Now, King David was an extraordinarily courageous, Holy Spirit-filled man.
Inkosi uDavid wakuyindoda iqhawe elinamandla egcwaliswe ngomoya ongcwele.
Yet he fell into the snare of Satan.
Kodwa nakuba kunjalo wawela waphonsa kunochaka kaSathan.
Many great artists have painted him.
Abantu abaningi abadwebayo sebake bayidweba lendaba kaDavid.
The great sculptor Michelangelo sculpted David.
UMichelangelo omnye abadwebi bodumo naye wadweba edweba uDavid.
Many have named their sons after David.
Baningi futhi abantu abaqamba ingane zabo amadodana abo ngegama lika David.
The best friend Africa ever had, David Livingstone.
Umhlobo omkhulu iAfrica selike laba naye uDavid Livingstone.
Was so named after the biblical David.
Naye futhi waqanjwa ngaye uDavid lo waseBhayibhelini.
King David is one of the greatest men in all of human history.
Inkosi uDavid omunye amadoda avelele emlandweni wonke womhlaba.
And one of the greatest men in the Bible.
Umunye amadoda futhi amakhulu eBhayibhelini.
His successes are examples of excellence for us to follow.
Ukuphumelela kwakhe kuyizibonelo ezinhle esingabukela kuzona nathi.
His failings are warnings to each one of us.
Ukuhluleka kwakhe kuyizexwayiso kithina sonke.
If you have managed to avoid being ensnared in the traps that ensnared David, then you can be warned.
Uma ke ukwazile ukuthi uphumelele ungangeni kulabona uchaka unochaka wabamba uDavid, lokho kuyisexwayiso.
1 Corinthians 10 verse 12 says,
incwadi yabaseKorinte bokuqala isahluko seshumi ivesi leshumi nambili lithi,
therefore let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall.
Lithi ngakho lowo othumile kaqaphele ukuba angawi.
If you have fallen into the same pit,
uma nawe uwele kulowo mgodi,
be encouraged.
Iba nesibindi.
There is redemption in Christ.
Kukhona ukuhlengwa kuKristu.
There is good in the worst of us.
Kukhona okuhle kithina sonke.
There is evil in the best of us.
Kukhona futhi nokubi kithina.
Because we are fallen creation.
Ngoba siyindalo ewile.
Any goodness is because we are created by God.
Uma kukhona okuhle kungenxa yokuthi sadalwe uNkulunkulu.
But there is evil in everyone because we are fallen creation.
Kodwa kukhona okubi kuyilona lokuthina ngoba siyabantu abawile.
Jeremiah 17 verse 9-10.
Incwadi kaJeremiah 17 ivesi lika 9 kuya kweleshumi.
The heart is deceitful above all things.
Inhliziyo iyakhohlisa ngaphezu kwakho konke.
And desperately wicked.
futhi imbi.
Who can know it?
Ngubani ongayiqonda na?
I, the Lord, search the heart.
Mina Jehova ngivivinya inhliziyo.
I test the mind.
Ngihlola izinso.
Even to give every man according to the fruit of his doings.
Ukuba nginike kube yilona lo njengezindlela zakhe.
As the Israelites demanded a king,
lapha bakwaIsrayeli sebefuna inkosi,
that they may be like the nations around them,
ukuba nabo bafaniswe nezizwe ebebephila kanye nazo,
God told the prophet Samuel to warn them.
UNkulunkulu wakhuluma nomprofethi Samuel ukuba akabaxwayise.
A king would want a palace,
ngokuba inkosi izofuna isigodlo,
and an army,
izofuna futhi ukuba ibe nebutho.
So taxation and conscription would follow.
Makunjaloko inkosi ifuna lezi zinto, kusho ukuthi sekuzodingeka ukuthi baqale manje bakhokhe nentela.
When the Israelites persisted in demanding a king,
lapha abo-Israyeli bephikelele ekufuneni inkosi,
Samuel gave them the kind of king they wanted.
Samuel wabanikeza uhlobo lwenkosi ebebeyidinga.
Tall, handsome, strong, powerful in battle.
Inkosi ende ebukekayo, enamandla futhi nasempini.
1 Samuel 9:2 says, there was not a more handsome person in all of Israel. From his shoulders he was taller than any of the other people.
Ngwadika Samuel oqala isahluko sika 9 verse lesibili kuthiwa insizwa enhle kwakungekho umuntu omuhle kunaye phakathi kwabantwana bakwaIsrael.
Saul proved to be a successful leader in battle.
USaul wakhombisa kuba umholi ophumelele empini.
He defeated the Philistines and the Amalekites.
Wanqoba amaFilisti namaAmaleki.
He defeated the Ammonites.
Wanqoba abakwaAmon.
But although King Saul began well,
kodwa nakuba inkosi uSaul yaqala kahle,
he grew proud and presumptuous.
Kodwa esengenwa ukuyiphakamisa.
Saul violated the separation between king and priest.
USaul wahluleka ukuhlukanisa umehluko phakathi kokuba umpriest nokuba inkosi.
He presumed to offer the sacrifice at God's altar.
Kodwa yena wathatha isinyathelo sokuba aqhubeke ayonikela ngomnikelo e-altari likaNkulunkulu.
Saul also disobeyed God when he commanded him to destroy the wicked king Agag and his Amalekites.
USaul futhi wangamlalela uNkulunkulu lapho emiyala ukuba achithe abulale leyo nkosembi u-Agag nama-Amaleki.
Saul's relationships deteriorated.
Ubudlelwane bukaSaul noNkulunkulu bashona phansi.
First with his adventurous son Jonathan.
Phela futhi nobudlelwane bakhe nendodana yakhe uJonathan.
Whom Saul sentenced to death for disobeying some ridiculous instruction that his son was not even aware of.
USaul futhi wathi indodana yakhe ayibulawe, ethi ibulawele ukuthi ilalele ayilalelanga umthetho wakhe, okwa umthetho wakhe wawushaya eceleni, futhi indodana yakhe ingawazi nakwazi.
Only the firm actions of his army prevented Saul from unjustly executing his own son.
Kwavimba kuphela ukuthi ibutho lakhe lime limelane nokuthi uSaul abulale indodana yakhe ebulawele into engekho.
Saul's relationship with the prophet Samuel also deteriorated drastically.
Ubudlelwane bukaSaul noSamuel nabo baphela.
In response to Saul's repeated disobedience to the commands of the Lord, Samuel declared,
uSamuel ephendula ekungalalelini kwaSaul, engalaleli imithetho ebekade inikezwe uNkulunkulu.
1 Samuel 15. To obey is better than sacrifice.
Encwadini kaSamuel isahluko seshumi nanhlanu ivesi lamashumi amabili nambili.
For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft.
Kuthiwa uJehova uyanamela yini iminikelo na, ngokuba ukungalaleli kufana nesono sokugula.
Stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry.
Ukungalaleli kufaniswa noma ngithi ngokuba ukwambuka kunjengesono sokubhula nenkani ifana nokhonza izithombe.
Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has rejected you as king.
Ngokuba ulahlile izwi lika Jehova, naye ukulahlile wena ukuba ungabesaba inkosi.
Ritual is no substitute for righteousness.
Ukwenza iminikelo nemhlatshelo akuyona into ongayisebenzisa ethatha indawo yokumlalela uNkulunkulu.
Obedience is far more important than any religious sentiment.
Ukulalela kusemqwa kakhulu kudlula nanoma yisiphi isenzo sokukholwa umuntu angasenza.
God rejected Saul.
Nkulunkulu wamlahla uSaul.
Do you trust and obey God wholeheartedly?
Ngabe wena uyamlalela yena uNkulunkulu ngenhliziyo yakho yonke?
Or are you rebellious?
Noma nawe umuntu ongalaleli.
Rebellion is like witchcraft and idolatry.
Ukungalaleli kufana nokhonza izithombe nokwambuka.
King Saul's relationship also deteriorated with his faithful servant David.
Ubudlelwane buka Saul kanye no Davide nabo bashona phansi.
David, who had honored the Lord and the king by boldly challenging the giant Goliath and defeating him in battle.
UDavide lo wayekade ilalela inkosi emlalela noNkulunkulu lapho eba nesibindi ema ebhekana nalelo qhawe uGoliath walinqoba.
King Saul grew jealous and poisoned towards him.
Inkosi Saul yavuka umona ngenxa lesenzo sikaDavide.
Saul may have been physically tall, but he turned out to be a small man.
USawule nakubawe umuntu omude ngokwesiqu, kodwa wavela njengomuntu omncane.
Becoming jealous, envious, and fearful of his faithful servant and his courageous soldier David.
Engenwa isono somona nenzondo encekwini yakhe ibithembekile lelo qhawe ebelinesibindi uDavide.
Saul's jealousy and hatred of David twisted and poisoned his final years as king.
Umona lowekade ena uDavide kwaba njengopoison empilweni yakhe eminyakeni yakhe yokugcina.
It distracted him from his duties.
Lokho kwamphezukisa, kwamkhipha emsebenzini yakhe bekumele ukuba yenze.
King Saul deteriorated to such a stage he sought out a witch at Endor.
Inkosi uSaul yashona phansi yaze yafika ezingeni la yafuna khona ukuthi iyobhula.
So King Saul died in defeat and disgrace.
Inkosi uSaul yafa inqotiwe futhi ifela ehlazweni.
Committing suicide on the field of battle.
Izibulala yona empini lapho kwakukade kuliwa khona.
Where three of his sons died.
Lapho kwafa khona amadodana akhe amathathu.
King Saul left his nation in defeat, division and disgrace.
Inkosi uSaul yasiya isizwe sayo naso sinqotiwe sahlukene phakathi futhi sisehlazweni.
So the first book of Samuel focuses on man's choice as king, Saul.
Incwadi yokuqala kaSamueli ibheka kakhulu ekukhetheni komuntu kwinkosi njengenkosi uSaul.
Second Samuel focuses on God's choice as king, on David.
Incwadi yesibili kaSamueli yona ibhekisisa enkosini ekhethwe uNkulunkulu. Njobe yokuqala yona ibheke enkosini ekhethwe ngabantu.
1 Samuel 16 verse 7 we read.
Incwadi yokuqala kaSamueli isahluko seshumi nesithupha iverse lesikhombisa sifunda lokhu.
But the Lord said to Samuel, do not look at his appearance or at his physical stature, because I have refused him. The Lord does not see as man sees, for man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart.
Itikepha uJehova wathi kuSamueli, ungabheki isimo sakhe nobude bomzimba wakhe ngokuba ngimalile. Lokhu uJehova engabuki okomuntu, umuntu ubheka okusemehlweni, kepha uJehova ubheka okusenhlizweni.
What does the Bible mean by the heart?
IBhayibheli lichazani uma likhuluma ngenhliziyo na?
Our Lord Jesus, Matthew 15:19 declared.
UJesu encwadini kaMatthew isahluko sika 15 ivesi lika 19 washo lokhu.
For out of the heart proceeds evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witnesses, blasphemies. The heart is the mental center of our life. It knows, it understands, it reflects, it remembers. But the heart is also the emotional center of our life. It experiences anxiety and sorrow and despair, courage and joy. But the heart's also our ethical and moral center. The Bible tells us God searches the heart. God sees the heart. God examines the heart. He refines the heart. The Bible reveals that a person may have an evil heart. It describes those who are godless in heart. And a perverse heart. We also read about those who are deceitful in heart. And the Bible speaks to those who harden their hearts. However, by the grace of God, we read that we can have a new heart. And we can have a clean heart. Proverbs 4:23 declares, Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it springs the issues of life. For as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Romans 10:10, for with the heart one believes unto righteousness. David is the most versatile person in the Bible. A musician, a shepherd, a soldier, a writer of most of the Psalms, a fugitive, an outlaw, and the greatest king of Israel. He was athletic, a gifted musician, and his poetical skill was of the highest standard. David's one of the most prominent figures in the history of the world, and there's more space given to his personality than any other person in the Old Testament. He is described as a man after God's own heart.
The
Psalms are called the treasury of David. The Psalms are the largest book in the Bible. The middle book of the Bible. The prayer book of the Bible. The hymn book of the Bible. Our Lord Jesus quoted more from the Psalms than any other part of the Bible. David was the youngest of 8 sons of Jesse. And the story of David and Goliath must be one of the best known in the whole Bible. It is the mismatch of the ages. Goliath of Gath was 9 feet 6 inches tall. The head of his spear was 10 kilograms. King Saul and all his soldiers were dismayed and terrified when they saw
Goliath.
Only the young shepherd boy David was willing to go down into the valley of the shadow of death.
Kotrobo mfanum na anum malusi nje. Waba nesbini soguma. Wapegana na alo lilkawu.
To confront this giant.
Kupa wazo pegana na alo.
He had no breastplate, he only had his shepherd's cloak.
Wegatenga figeli nisho nesfuba. Kote weko genje ingubo zake zoweluso.
No spear or shield.
Enga pete nkemba. Enga pete futi.
Only a shepherd's staff and a sling.
Kota epetenze islingi kanye notondolo lamelusi.
David came in the name of the Lord God of Israel.
Davide weza ngegama likaNkulunkulu wempi kwaIsrael.
Just as Goliath relied on a spear and shield and sword, David relied on the name of the Lord.
Ikukolathi enethembele kwinkemba yakhe nesivikelo sakhe.
David's victory over Goliath is a type of Christ's victory over Satan. And David's victory over Goliath epitomizes our calling to be more than conquerors through Christ Jesus our Lord.
James 4
verse
7.
Submit to God. Resist the devil. And he will flee from you. Both Saul and David ruled Israel for 40 years.
Usaulu kanye noDavide bahola isizwe sakwaIsrayeli iminyaka engamashumi amane.
Yet Saul is described by God as a failure.
Usaule uNkulunkulu umchaza njengomuntu obayisahluleki.
David is a success.
uDavide yena wanqoba.
It is not that David was perfect.
Akusho ukuthi uDavide umuntu ophelelisiwe.
But he wholeheartedly loved God and worship God. When he sinned, his confession and his repentance was wholehearted. David displayed humility and patience and courage. When he was being pursued for his life by King Saul, he repeatedly spared the life of his tormentor, Saul. He refused to assassinate God's anointed king. Even though Saul was in rebellion to God and was a wicked king. David trusted in God to protect and vindicate him in his time.
David wathemba uNkulunkulu ukuba kube uNkulunkulu oyomlwela futhi aveze iqiniso ngesikhathi sakhe.
But Saul, by way of contrast, turned out to be an unrepentant sinner.
USaul yena waba isono esingaphendukile.
He went to death and destruction and he dragged his country with him.
Waya efeni nasengcithakalweni wahudula isizwe sakhe naso sayashona phansi naye.
David, who lived a life of repentance, achieved glorious victories over his enemies.
David yena waphila impilo yokunqoba futhi wanqoba naphezu kwezitha zakhe.
And David has left us in the Psalms the greatest songs and prayers that have inspired the worship and praise of God's people for over
3,000
years. After Saul died, David became king over Judea for 7 years. Then he became king over all the 12 tribes for the next
33 years.
He conquered Jerusalem and made it the capital of this new nation. When David sought to bring the Ark of the Covenant into Jerusalem, it showed a sincere desire to bring God into the center of the culture and of the politics of the country. However, sincerity is never enough. Neither David nor the priests followed God's specific instructions as to how the ark was to be transported.
As
a result, Uzzah was struck dead for reaching out and touching the ark. Here we can see it doesn't matter what we think that matters, it's what God says, that's what matters. The ark which contained the Ten Commands were not to be transported on an ox cart. It was to be carried on poles carried by priests. There is a way that seems right to men, but its end is death. It is easy to be sincerely wrong. In 2 Samuel chapter 11 we read,
It happened
in the springtime, at the time when kings go out to battle, that David remained in Jerusalem. David fell into sin by remaining in Jerusalem at a time when kings go off to war. Some temptations come to the industrious. But all temptations come to the idol. Although David's repentance was sincere and wholehearted, the terrible episode of David and Bathsheba confirms the truth of the scripture. Numbers 32:23. Be sure your sin will find you out. And Galatians 6:7. What a man sows, that shall he reap. The baby died. David's son Absalom treacherously sowed division and led the nation into civil war. Much death and destruction resulted. Beware when you think you stand, lest you fall. When God gives you something important to do, Satan is bound to send someone to waste your time, to distract you, and perhaps even to derail you. We read that David was walking on the roof of his house, and from the roof he saw a woman bathing, and she was very beautiful to behold.
uDavide wayekade ehleli phezu kophahla lwendlu yakhe wayesebona wesifazane omuhle obukekayo.
Only two other times in the scripture is a woman described as very beautiful.
Kukabili kuphela embhalweni la uzothola owesifazane enconywe obuhle bakhe.
One is Queen Esther and the other Rachel.
Omunye wabo inkosikazi uEsteri noRachel.
And so David inquires after and calls for her.
UDavide wayesefuna ukwazi ngalowesifazane ukubabiza.
And then he starts schemes to cover up his sin.
Emva kwalokho wayeseqala amacebo okuvimba isono sakhe.
Calling for Bathsheba's husband who's at the front line fighting to come back to give him a report.
Ethumela ukuba kubizwe indodana noma kubizwe indoda kaBathsheba uRiya ukuba abuye empini.
And then because the man won't go back to his house, David sends a letter with him to the commander of the army, Joab, to put him in the front line and abandon him so that he will die.
Emva kokuba ethola ukuthi afuna ukulala endlini yakhe, uDavide wabhala incwadi kuJoab ukuba bamthathe abekwe phambili empini ukuze afe.
And then we read that he took Bathsheba to be his wife.
Siyafunda ukuba wayesethatha uBathsheba ukuba abe umkakhe.
And she bore him a son.
Wamzalela indodana.
But the thing that David had done displeased the Lord.
Kodwa lokhu David akwenza kwamdabukisa uNkulunkulu.
In Corinthians we read that God was not pleased with most of the Israelites who came out of Egypt.
Mathina baseCorinthe siyafunda ukuba uNkulunkulu wayengathokozi ngabaningi bakwaIsrayeli abaphuma.
God was not pleased with most of them.
Lithi abaningi babo uNkulunkulu wayengathokozi ngabo.
Actually, all the generation who came out of Egypt died in the wilderness. Only two survived, and that's Joshua and Caleb.
Epheleni sonke isizukulwane sabo esaphuma eGibhithe, bonke bafela ehlane, kwasinda ababili kuphela, uJoshua noCaleb.
So the scripture does not exaggerate.
Ngakho umbhalo weqiniso.
God was not pleased with most of them. Actually, only two of them entered the promised land. The rest died. A new generation rose up.
Unkulunkulu wayengathokozi ngeningi labo. Empeleni babili kuphela abasinda. Bonke abanye bafa bavuka isizukulwane esisha.
The Lord was not pleased with what David had done.
Unkulunkulu wayengathokozi ngesenzo sikaDavide.
Even a man after God's own heart could displease God.
Kishumuntu ongokwenhliziyo kaNkulunkulu wamdabukisa uNkulunkulu.
This should be a great warning to every one of us.
Lokhu bekumele ukuba kube isixwayiso esikhulu kithina sonke.
God gave David time to repent, but he apparently did not respond.
uNkulunkulu wamnikeza ithuba uDavide lokuba aphenduke.
And so in 2 Samuel 11 verse 12 we read, then the Lord sent Nathan to David.
Siyafunda encwadini kaSamuel ukuthi ngalokho uNkulunkulu wathuma uNathan kuDavide.
And so the prophet Nathan gives King David a parable, a story.
Umesefika umprophet uNathan ucela uDavide ngomfanekiso ngendaba yomfanekiso.
There were two men in the city. One was very rich and the other was poor.
Uyamqoxela ukuba khona amadoda amabili emzini. Enye impofu enye icebile.
The rich man had exceedingly many flocks and herds, but the poor man had nothing except one little ewe lamb.
Indoda lebi kade yona icebile ayikade inezimvu eziningi kodwa indoda empofu inemvu eyodwa nje.
Which was the beloved pet, which literally slept in their beds and ate from his arm from the table. And
ayikade ithanda kakhulu.
When the traveler came to the rich man, he refused to take from his own flock, from his own herd, and he went and took the poor man's lamb, his pet, and prepared that as a meal for his guest.
Lapho kufika isihambi endodeni ecebileyo, yayeke ukuthatha ezimvini nasezikomeni zayo, ukusilungisela leso sihambi esafika kuyo, kepha yathatha ichukazana lendoda empofu. Yalungisela umuntu wafika owayefike kuyo.
As David heard this, his anger was aroused, and David's anger greatly aroused declared, the man who has done this deserves to die.
Lapho uDavide kuzwa lokhu, intukuthelo yakhe yavutha kakhulu yathi umuntu wenze lokhu umele ukufa.
And the prophet Nathan said, "You are the man."
Kepho umprophet uNathan wathi nguwe lo muntu.
A very brave thing for a prophet to say to any king. The king had the power of life and death. He needed wisdom to approach the king. He's about to rebuke the king, and the king could have him executed at a word. And so he gives a story, and David does not recognize himself in the story, but he pronounces judgments upon the wickedness of this person. He says, "The man who has done this deserves to die."
Akwenze lokhu akhulume nenkosi kanjena ngoba inkosi ibinamandla yokuthi inganquma ukuthi akabulawe, kodwa wayesefika enkosini wayibekela indaba inkosi ayibona ukuthi ikhulunywa ngayo la, kodwa ekugcineni uthi nguwe lowo muntu inkosi.
How we need pastors to be able to confront political leaders on a municipal level all the way up to provincial, national, and communicate to them what they are doing and say, "You are the man."
Sidinga befundisi ukuba bakwazi ukukhuluma nabaholi bezepolitiki sikwela phansi komasipala kuze kuyoshaya kuhulumeni omkhulu, bakhulume nabo bakwazi ukubavezela bethi nguwe lowo muntu.
And God spoke to David through Nathan.
UNkulunkulu wakhuluma lo Davide ngo Nathan.
"I anointed you king over Israel.
Wathi ngakugcoba ukuba ube yinkosi yesizwe sakwa-Israyeli.
I protected you from the hand of Saul.
Ngakuvikela esandleni sika Saul.
I gave you your master's house.
Ngakunika indlu yenkosi yakho.
And the whole of the house of Israel and Judah.
Nesizwe sonke sakwa-Juda no-Israyeli.
If that had been too little, I would have given you much more.
Uma lokho bekukuncane, ngangiyakukwenezela.
Why have you despised the commandments of the Lord to do this evil in his sight?
Uteleleni izwi likaJehova ukuba wenze okubi emehlweni akhe na?
You've killed Uriah the Hittite with a sword. You've taken his wife to be your wife.
Ubulele uRiya umethi ngenkemba, wathatha umkakhe abe ngumkakho.
You have killed him with the sword of the people of Ammon.
Wambulala ngenkemba yabantwana bakwa-Ammon.
Now therefore the sword shall never depart from your house because you have despised me."
Ngalokho inkemba ayikusuka endlini yakho ngokuba ungidelele.
And David responded, "I have sinned against the Lord."
Davide waphendula wathi, "Ngonile kuNkulunkulu."
And Nathan immediately responded, "And the Lord has also put away your sin."
Nathan wathi kuDavide, "NoJehova ususile isono sakho."
David's repentance was immediate and God's mercy was immediate.
Ukuphenduka kaDavide kwaba ngaleso sikhathi noNkulunkulu waphendula ngaso leso sikhathi.
Do you appreciate what God has given you? Sin and covetousness begins when we lack appreciation. When we are not satisfied with what God has given us, that is where covetousness and thefts and lies and adulteries begin. Lack of gratitude is a root sin.
Uma singakwazi ukubonga nokujabulela esikutholayo, lokho ngokwakho kuyimpande yesono.
The Lord even said to David, "If this wasn't enough, I would have given you much more."
UNkulunkulu uzathi kuDavide, "Uma lokhu bekungenele, bengiyakukwenezela."
How much we miss by not putting God first. God gives the very best to those who leave the choice to Him. God would give you much more in your ministry. If you do it His way. As we learned last night from Uncle Ulo's testimony, God has so much more to give, but we need to be open and responsive.
Njengoba sizwile sabona izolo ebusuku ebufakazini bukamfundisi usitekeni ukuthi uNkulunkulu kuningi angasipha khona, kodwa sidinga ukuthi thina sibe abamlalelayo sinciphe.
The worship of true repentance, which we see in David's life, is what we need to emulate.
Ukumkhonza uNkulunkulu ngeqiniso nawo kuphenduka okuphelele njengoba sikubona empilweni kaDavide yilokho esidinga ukuthi nathi sibe kukho.
David's sin gave the heathen occasion to blaspheme.
Isono sikaDavide sanika ithuba lokuba izitho zihlambalaze.
The wicked are delighted when God's people stumble and fall.
Ababi bayathokoza bajabule uma abantu bakaNkulunkulu beqhuzuka bewa.
And so the Lord struck the child of Uriah's wife. And David pleaded with God for the child, and he fasted and wept.
Kaloko uNkulunkulu wayishaya ingane ngesifo kaUriah izalele uDavide. uDavide wakhala emnqusu uNkulunkulu.
For 7 days, David refused to eat or sleep or clean himself. He was just weeping and pleading before the Lord.
Insuku eziyisikhombisa uDavide engavumi ukudla, engavumi ukugeza, kodwa ekhala phambi kwaNkulunkulu enxusela lengane.
On the 7th day, this child died.
Ngosuku lwesikhombisa yafa ingane.
And the servants of David were whispering amongst one another, what will he do if he learns this? He will do himself some harm.
Inceku zikaDavide zazikhulumela phansi zihleba zizodwa ukuthi ingabuye wenze njani mesezwa ngokufa kwengane nabuye uyilimaza.
David perceived that they were talking about the child and asked, is the child dead?
UDavide wayeseqonda ukuthi kwangathi bakhuluma ngayo ingane, wabuza ukuthi ingane isifile yini.
And they said, he is dead.
Bamphendula ukuthi ingane isifile.
So David arose from the ground and washed and anointed himself and changed his clothes, and he went into the house of the Lord and he worshipped.
UDavide wavuka phansi emhlabathini, wageza, wayigcoba, wagqoka kahle, wayiseya endlini yokuyokhonza.
And when his servants asked how this was, he explained, I shall go to him, but he shall not return to me.
Lapho inceku zakhe zimangele ukuthi kwenzakalani, wabephendula wathi, yena akasayi kubuye eze kimi, imina engiyosuka ngiye kuyena.
This shows David's faith in the resurrection of even babies.
Lokhu kukhombisa ukuthi uDavide ube nokukholwa ekholwa ukuthi kusekhona ukuvuka kwabafileyo nokuvuka ngisho kweingane.
Even young babies who die.
Ngisho iingane ezincane ezifayo.
We can have the expectation of them being in heaven.
Singalindele ukuthi nazo ziyoba sezulwini.
David expected to see his young son in heaven.
UDavide walindele ukuthi indodana yakhe encane usakuyibona ezulwini.
But here we see the worship of true repentance.
Kodwa lana sibona ukukhonza okunokuphenduka okuphelele.
Sin is always against God.
Isono njalo simelene noNkulunkulu.
It's against God's law.
Simelene nomthetho kaNkulunkulu.
Sin is against God's holy character.
Isono siphambene, simelene nobuqo obungcwele kaNkulunkulu.
Sin is rebellion against the Creator.
Isono siukumelana ukwambuka kumdali.
Transgression, crossing the line, missing the mark.
Isono siukuphambana, ushaya iceleni, ungahambi emgqeni obekwe kuwona.
Violating God's standards.
Kuhlambalaza izitandards zikaNkulunkulu.
We do not become sinners because we sin.
Asibi izoni ngoba siyona.
We sin because we are sinners.
Sona ngoba siyizoni.
Inward corruption and wickedness of intent leads to transgressions.
Ukonakala okungaphakathi nezizindlo ezimbi yizo ezisolele ekutheni siphambuke.
This is a problem we must confront in our preaching and counseling.
Lena inkinga kumele ukuba sibhekane nayo ekushumayeleni kwethu nasekululekeni kwethu abantu.
What do we do when God's people sin?
Senza kanjani uma abantu ababili bona?
Abraham lied about Sarah being his wife. He claimed her as a sister.
UAbraham waqambamanga ngoSarah ukuthi ungumkakhe, wathi ungudade wabo.
King David committed adultery and murder.
Inkosi uDavide wangena esonweni sokuphinga waphinda wabulala.
The apostle Peter cursed and denied that he even knew the Lord.
UPetro umpostoli waphika ukuthi uyamazi uJesu.
When the Lord was arrested, all of his apostles fled.
Lapho uJesu eboshwa, abapostoli bakhe bonke babaleka.
As we learn from another great man in the Old Testament, Samson.
Njengoba sithola kwenye indoda eTestament elidala uSamson.
Moral compromise makes us vulnerable. Temptation comes in attractive packages. Sin will take you further than you want to go.
Sin
will keep you longer than you want to stay. Sin will cost you much more than you're willing to pay. Do you think that this can ever happen to you? Do you feel morally superior to King David? Have you ever had lustful thoughts? In the Sermon on the Mount, our Lord Jesus said, if you have looked with lust, you are guilty of adultery. Have you ever hated somebody? Jesus declared that whoever hates is a murderer in their heart. We often rationalize our sins and try to excuse our behavior. King David may have rationalized that he had reached so much for God's kingdom. That he had suffered and sacrificed so much for the work of God. Maybe he rationalized that he'd fought so many battles that he deserved some indulgence. Doubtless David had resisted many temptations. He could have been fatigued from years of responsibility and battle. He had looked upon so much death and destruction. Doubtless he was overconfident. He had won so many battles, he had beaten Goliath, he could beat his own temptations too. We could also assume that Bathsheba may have been bathing on the rooftop within sight of the palace with the intention of catching the king's attention. But we are all responsible for our actions and reactions and choices of reactions. No temptation has overtaken you, but that God will give the strength to resist or an opportunity to escape. We must not ever try and rationalize our sin and excuse our bad behavior. Doubtless David's lack of gratitude for what God had given him made him vulnerable to this temptation. It is foolish to be gullible and believe the lies of Satan. Satan can make temptations look very attractive. As you see in the life of Samson, Samson was so physically strong before men, and yet he was so weak before women. He could slay 1,000 men with the jawbone of an axe. He could take the city gates off its hinges and run with it. And yet we see the stubborn self-confidence of Samson.
Kodwa siyabona ukwehluleka kwakhe uSamson.
And the seduction of Delilah.
Lapho esefike ehlaselwe uDelilah.
And the stupidity of sin.
Sibona nobuhula besono.
The result was disgrace, defeat, and disaster.
Imphumela yalokho wayithole sewumuntu osehlazweni, umuntu ohlulekile, sekuyincithakalo.
Samson reminds us that sin binds.
Samson uyasikhumbuza masibona le ndaba ukuthi isono siyambopha umuntu.
And sin blinds.
Isono futhi siyawavala amehlo.
And sin grinds.
Isono futhi umuntu siyamqeda simudle.
God gives the very best to those who leave the choice to him.
UNkulunkulu ubapha okuhle labo abashiyela kuyena uNkulunkulu ukuba abakhethele.
We must love God with all of our heart, soul, mind and strength.
Simele ukuba simthande uNkulunkulu ngenhliziyo yethu yonke, amandla ethu onke nengqondo yethu yonke.
And we should fear God.
Futhi simele ukuba simesabe uNkulunkulu.
Do not fear man who can only kill the body, Jesus said.
UJesu yasho ukuthi singamesabi umuntu onamandla okubulala umzimba kuphela.
Fear God who can destroy both body and soul in hell forever.
Kodwa masibesabe lowo onamandla ukuthi esebulela umphefumulo ngawubulala nomzimba.
We should fear God.
Simele ukuba simesabe uNkulunkulu.
And we should hate sin.
Simele ukuba sizonde isono.
And like Joseph fled from Potiphar's wife, we need to flee from temptation.
Njengoba uJosepha abaleka kumkaPotifa, simele ukuba nathi sibalekele izilingo.
The flesh is not weak, the flesh is strong. We need to resist and recognize that the best thing you can do with most temptations is flee from it.
Inyama ayibuthaka inawo amandla, kodwa kumele ukuba siqonde ukuthi makufika isilingo simele ukuthi sisibalekele.
So what do we say to those who have fallen into the traps and snares of Satan?
Singathini kulabo asabewele kunochaka nasemaqhingeni kaSathane na?
Acts 3 verse 19.
Incwadi yezenzo isahluko sesithathu verse 19.
Repent then and be converted that your sins may be blotted out.
Lithi ngalokho phendukani niguquke ukuba kuhlangulwe izono zenu.
So that times of refreshing may come from the Lord.
Ukuba izikhathi zokuhlumelelisa zifike ziqhamuka kuNkulunkulu.
Isaiah 55 verse 7.
Incwadi yomprofethi Isaiah isahluko sika 55 iverse lesikhombisa.
Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts.
Omubi makashiye indlela yakhe nomuntu owenza okubi imicabango yakhe.
Let him return to the Lord and the Lord will have mercy, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon.
Abuyele kuJehova uyakuba nomusa kuye. Yebo, abuyele kuNkulunkulu wethu ngokuba uyakwenza ukuthethelela kube kukhulu.
Joel 2 verse 13.
Incwadini kaJoel isahluko sesibili.
So rend your heart and not your garments.
Lithi ngakho dabulani izinhliziyo zenu, kungabi ukudabula ingubo zenu.
Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful.
Nibuyele kuJehova uNkulunkulu wethu ngokuba yena unomusa.
Slow to anger and of great kindness, he relents from doing harm.
uNkulunkulu onomusa ongathanda ukuba senze okubi.
Ezekiel 18 verse 20.
Incwadi kaHezekiel isahluko sika 18 verse lika 20.
But if a wicked man turns from all his sins which he has committed, keeps all my statutes and does what is lawful and right, he shall surely live, he shall not die. None of the transgressions which he has committed shall be remembered against him, because of the righteousness which he has done, he shall live.
Kepha uma omubi ebuya kuzo zonke izono zakhe azenzileyo, agcine zonke izimiso zami, enze ukwahlulela nokulunga, uyakuphila nokuphila kayikufa.
Hosea 6 verse 1.
Incwadi kaHosea isahluko sesithupha iverse lokuqala.
Come, let us return to the Lord.
Hosani, sibuyele kuJehova.
For he has torn, but he will heal us.
Ngokuba yena ushilo ukuthi uyakuselapha.
He has stricken, but he will bind us up.
Ushilo ukuba uyakusihlanganisa sibophe ndawonye.
He will revive us. On the third day he will raise us up, that we may live in his sight. Let us know. Let us pursue the knowledge of the Lord.
Uyakusiphilisa ngezinsuku ezimbili. Asivuse ngosuku lwesithathu siphile phambi kwakhe. Masimazi sijonge ukumazi uJehova.
He will come to us like the rain. like the latter and the former rain to the earth.
Ukuphuma kwakhe kuqinisekile njengokusa uyakufika kithi njengemvula yamuva enethisa umhlaba.
Zechariah 1 verse 2 to 3.
Ncwadi kaZachariah isahlo sokuqala ivesi lesibili kuya kwelesithathu.
The Lord has been very angry with your fathers. Therefore say to them, thus says the Lord of hosts, return to me, says the Lord of hosts, and I will return to you.
uNkulunkulu ube bathukuthelele oyihlo ngakho uthi phendukelani kuJehova uJehova uyaphendukela kinina.
And in Acts 17 we read, God now commands all men everywhere to repent.
Encwadini yezenzo isahluko seshumi nesikhombisa kuthiwa uJehova uyala ukuba abantu bonke ezindaweni zonke baphenduke.
What is repentance?
Kuyini lokhu kuphenduka na?
Conviction, contrition and conversion. Conviction. The Holy Spirit opens your eyes to the seriousness of violating God's commands.
Ukuhlabeka nokuchotshozwa lapho ngokuchotshozwa umoya ingcwele evula amehlo uqonde ukuthi wone kangakanani waphula imithetho kaNkulunkulu.
A change of mind.
Ukuguqulwa komqondo.
And then contrition, a change of heart.
Ukuchotshozwa kube ukuguqwa kwenhliziyo.
The Holy Spirit transforms our heart to a godly sorrow over offending our loving Creator God.
Inhliziyo yethu kuba iguquke iphenduke kumlimazweni uNkulunkulu wethu.
We stop excusing our sin, we condemn it.
Kuyilapho sesinqamuka khona ukuba sibe nezaba siyithethelele izono zethu.
We stop loving our sin, we hate it.
Siyeke ukuba sisithande isono kodwa sisizonde.
And then conversion, a change of life.
Ukuphenduka kube ukuguquka kwempilo.
The Holy Spirit redirects our feet to forsake sin and to do whatever restitution is led by the Lord.
Umoya ngcwele usole uqondisa izinyawo zethu ukuba siphenduke esonweni kodwa senze ukubuyisana okudingwa uNkulunkulu.
Repentance is conviction, contrition and conversion.
Kusho ukuthi ukuphenduka yikho ukuba umuntu aqondiswe ngesono, ahlabeke ngesono sakhe, aguquke.
A change of mind, a change of heart, and a change of life.
Ukuguqula kwenhliziyo, ukuguqoka kwengqondo, nokuguqoka kwempilo yonkana.
Now repentance does not necessarily need to be long and dragged out.
Ukuphenduka akuyona into edinga ukuthi kube into ende.
The tax collector who prayed in the temple, God have mercy on me, a sinner.
Umtheliso owakhuleka ethempileni, wakhuleka nomkhuleko othi, Nkosi iba nomusa kimina soni.
Jesus said he went out of the temple forgiven. The prodigal son who confessed, I have sinned against heaven and against you, was welcomed by his father.
In
Psalm 51 we read an example of real repentance, the worship of true repentance.
Isabelelo samashumi amahlanu nanye sifunda ngomkhuleko wokuphenduka wangempela.
Psalm 51 is what David wrote after Nathan the prophet had confronted him.
Lesi sabelelo uDavide wasibhala emva kokuthi umprofeti uNathan eqondene naye.
Have mercy upon me, O God.
Ngihawukele uNkulunkulu
ngokomusa wakho. According to your loving kindness.
Welule isandla sakho ngobubele bakho obukhulu.
According to the multitude of your tender mercies, blot out my transgressions.
Yesule izimpembezo zami ngokubele bakho obukhulu.
Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity.
Ngigezisise ebubini bami.
Cleanse me from my sin.
Ungihlanze esonweni sami.
For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is always before me.
Ngokuba ngiyazazi izimpembezo zami. Isono sami siphambi kwami njalo.
Against you only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight.
Ngonile kuwe wena wedwa ngakwenza okubi emehlweni akho.
Purge me, wash me.
Ngihlanze ngicwengisise.
Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities.
Fihla ubuso bami ezonweni ebusweni bakho uhlangulule izono zami.
Create in me a clean heart, O Lord. Renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence. Do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Now remember that when Saul turned away from God, we read that God took his spirit away from Saul and sent an evil spirit to torment Saul. David's greatest fear was that God would withdraw his Holy Spirit from him. As he had done with Saul. Restore to me the joy of your salvation. Uphold me by your generous spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you. As the Father sent the Lord, so he sends us with a message of repentance to live a life of repentance. Our first priority is repentance, because only repentance gives the attitude of worship that the Lord deserves as a holy God. Deliver me from the guilt of bloodshed, O God. The God of my salvation. My tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise. You do not desire sacrifices, or I would give it. You do not delight in burnt offerings. The sacrifice of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O Lord, you will not despise. The best worship that we can offer God is to recognize His awesome holiness and acknowledge our sinfulness. True repentance is real worship. The only appropriate way to approach the Creator is in an attitude of repentance and humility. Wholehearted repentance lays foundations for real worship. God, have mercy on me, a sinner. And the result of such repentance is forgiveness. Freedom. Redemption. Cleansing. Restoration of fellowship with God. Peace with God. 2 Kings 22:19
we read.
Because your heart was tender and you humbled yourself before the Lord when you heard what I spoke. I also have heard you, says the Lord. Luke 15:7, our Lord Jesus says, there is joy in heaven when one sinner repents. Psalm 34:14. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart, and He saves such as who have a contrite spirit.
isahluko sika 34 iverse lika 18 kuthiwa uJehova oseduze nabo abanenhliziyo eyaphukileyo uyabasindisa abanomoya odabukileyo.
Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Kalokho ke njengoba silungisisiwe ngokukholwa sinokuthula enkosini yethu uJesu Kristu.
In this grace we stand.
Emseni wakhe siyakwazi ukuma.
And we rejoice and hope to the glory of God.
Futhi siyathokoza sinethemba enkazimulweni yakhe uJesu.
We can glory in tribulations knowing that our tribulations produce perseverance.
Singakwazi ukuba sithokoze nasekuhluphekeni sazi ukuthi ukuhlupheka kwethu kuzoletha impumelelo.
And perseverance produces patience.
Ukuphikelela kuletha ukubekezela.
And character.
Futhi kuguqula isimo somuntu.
Character produces hope.
Ukuletha ithemba.
And this hope does not disappoint, for the love of God is poured out into our hearts.
Lelithemba leli aliphoxa lethi kudangala ngenxa yothando lukaNkulunkulu olutheliwe ezinzweni zethu.
By the Holy Spirit has been poured out into our hearts.
Ngalo moya ingcwele owathelwa kithina.
While we were still sinners, Christ died for the ungodly.
Lapho sizeyizoni uJesu wafela abangakholwa.
For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. But perhaps for a good man someone might even dare to die. But God demonstrates his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
Kodwa akulula ukuthi umuntu angafa afele omunye umuntu ngisho nolungileyo. Akulula ukuthi omunye umuntu amfele.
Much more than having now been justified by his blood, we will be saved from wrath through him.
Kodwa manje ngokuba sisihlanziwe salungisiswa ngegazi lakhe siyokwazi ukuba sisondele kuye.
We shall be saved by his life.
Siyakufundiswa ngempilo yakhe.
We also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received this reconciliation.
Futhi siyakwazi ukuthokoza kuNkulunkulu ngoJesu Kristu esesikwaziwe manje ukuthi sibuyisane naye.
Much more the grace of God and the gift of the grace of this one man, Jesus Christ, abounded to many.
Kakhulukazi umusa kaNkulunkulu nesipho esasithola ngomuntu oyedwa uJesu Kristu owalethwa kubantu.
But the free gift resulted in justification.
Kodwa isipho somusa saholele kulungisisweni.
We have received abundance of grace.
Sasithola umusa ophindaphindiwe.
And the gift of righteousness.
Nesipho sokulunga.
It is a free gift.
Kuyisipho esisithola mahala.
Where sin abounded, God's grace abounded much more.
Lapho isono sivama, umusa kaNkulunkulu wavama ngaphezulu kunalokho.
Even so, grace might reign through righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Ukuze umusa uvame kuze kube sekugcineni, kuze kube sengunaphakadeni ngoJesu Kristu inkosi yethu.
Jesus suffered for us and he left us an example to follow in his footsteps.
UJesu wasihluphekela, wasiyela isibonelo ukuba singalandela izinyathelweni zakhe.
He humbled himself.
Yena wazithoba.
And as he was sent, we are being sent.
Njengokuba yena wathunywa, nathi siyathunywa.
John 8 verse 7, our Lord Jesus declared.
Encwadini kaJohane isahluko sika 8 uJesu washo lokhu.
He who is without sin, let him cast the first stone.
Wathi lowo ongenasono akabe wokuqala ukumkhanda ngethe.
Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more.
Uthi nama ngikulahle, hamba ungabe usona.
There is therefore now no condemnation to those in Christ Jesus.
Kanjalo akusekho ukulahlwa kulabo abakuKristu Jesu.
The joy of the Lord is our strength.
Ukuthokoza kukaNkulunkulu kungamandla ethu.
Do you hear the challenge of the Lord?
Sayibona yini inselelo esiphonselwe yona na?
Whom shall I send and who will go for us?
Ubani engiyakumthuma na? Ubani uyakusihambela?
Can you respond, "Here my Lord, send me"?
Wena ungaphendula na uthi, "Nangu mina Nkosi, thuma mina"?
The cricketer turned pioneer missionary C.T. Studd said, "Some like to live within sound of church or chapel bell. I want to run a rescue shop within a yard of hell."
U-City Studd wekade umdlali wekhilikithi waphenduka umshumayeli umfundisi Sithunya wathi lapha abanye bethokozela ukuhlala emasontweni ukukhala insimbi kumnandi mina ngingathanda ukuba ngibe phakathi esihogweni ngitakule ababhubhayo.
Jesus says, so send I you.
UJesu uthi mina ngithuma nina.
Let us pray.
Asithandaze.
Lord God, thank you for your mercy and for your grace.
Kulunkulu Jehova, siyakubonga ngomusa wakho.
Thank you for David.
Siyakubonga ngoDavid.
Thank you for the Psalms.
Siyakubonga ngamahubo.
Lord God, we pray.
Siyakhuleka Nkosi.
Teach us how to truly repent and to live a life of repentance and to communicate this in our message to a lost world.
Sifundise Nkosi ukuba siphenduke kanjani okwangempela okuluqiniso ukuze sikwazi ukuhambisa umbiko wakho esizweni esilahlekile.
Lord, we thank you that while we were still sinners, you died for us.
Siyakubonga Nkosi uthi siseyizoni wasifela.
Lord, we thank you for your message of redemption.
Siyakubonga Nkosi ngombiko wakho wokuhlenga.
For a lost and dying world living in rebellion to you.
Umbiko Nkosi oya esizweni esidukile esilahlekile esiphila ngokumelana nawe.
Lord God, we pray, give us a vision.
Siyakucela Nkosi siphe umbono
of this lost world which needs this glorious gospel of salvation.
Umbono maqondana nalelizwe elidukile elidingayo Nkosi insindiso yakho.
Help us, Lord God, to live it and to proclaim it.
Sisize Nkosi ukuba siphile futhi siveze.
By what we say and by what we do.
Ngalokho esikukhulumayo nangalokho Nkosi esikwenzayo.
In word and deed.
Ngesenzo nangenkulumo.
By our lips and by our lives, we pray in Jesus' precious name.
Nkosi ngeindebe zethu nangempilo zethu siyakhuleka lokho sikucela egameni lika Jesu.
Amen.
Amen.